Hello, coaches and basketball enthusiasts. Welcome to the Coach Carvalho Podcast, the podcast that explores the world of statistically based basketball strategies and bold training methods. I'm your host, Coach Carvalho, and in today's episode, we will explore two critical aspects of the game, statistically driven defense and shot selection, and their impact on possession in basketball. As my career has progressed, I have come to realize that possession is the most crucial element of the game. From possession time to shots per possession and point production per possession, possession truly dictates the flow and outcome of a basketball game. Implementing statistically based defensive strategies and emphasizing shot selection has revolutionized my approach to the game and coaching philosophy. Leveraging analytics and applying the law of logic has significantly altered game outcomes and enhanced my team's chances of success against any opponent. In my view, implementing a statistics-driven defensive strategy is crucial for achieving success on the defensive end of the game. By focusing on reducing the opponent's possession time, shot attempts per possession, and point production per possession, a team can gain a competitive edge. When the opponent has less time with the ball and fewer shot attempts, this leads to a decrease in their point production. This defensive approach sets the stage for a team to take control of the game. By reducing the opponent's possession time through strong defense, a team can increase their own possession time. This extended possession time allows for more opportunities to control the pace of the game, more shot attempts, and greater chances for higher point production. In this process, shot selection plays a crucial role in achieving offensive objectives. By making intelligent decisions at the offensive end, a team can increase its point production per possession and its chances of success on the court. Ultimately, statistical defensive strategies combined with a strategic shot selection are game changers in basketball. Teams that prioritize analytics and the law of logic in both their defensive and offensive approaches can gain a significant edge over their competition and enhance their chances of success. A stat-based defense is a proactive strategy designed to disrupt and reduce the opponent's offensive flow and possession time, not merely containing the ball, but quickly attempting to regain possession as soon as it is lost. On the offensive end, the objective is to maximize shot attempts and point production per possession, highlighting the paramount importance of shot selection. In today's basketball, statistically based defensive strategies and shot selection often do not receive the attention they deserve, hindering a team's performance and leading to missed opportunities, as observed throughout this year's NCAA Division I men's basketball season up to the Sweet 16. As we approach the Elite Eight, I anticipate witnessing the same level of effort and dedication exhibited by these young men on the floor, but infused with intelligent inspiration rather than mere perspiration. With that in mind, I would like to suggest the following tactical adjustments to the team's game plans for the upcoming matches. Adjustment 1, strategically guard opposing players based on their point production importance. Adjustment 2, implement proactive defense utilizing data analytics. Adjustment 3, employ stat-based strategies to control the game's rhythm. Adjustment 4, prioritize rebounding, and maintain a balanced offense with improved shot selection. Adjustment 5, infuse unpredictability in both defense and offense. Adjustment 6, implement a strict no green light rule for three-point shots to maximize point production per possession. In a basketball world where skill alone is no longer the differentiator, statistical strategies are the key to success. Coaches, it's time to adopt innovative approaches and think creatively to enhance your coaching and elevate your team's performance, enabling you to compete to win and not merely participate. Well, coaches, that wraps up today's episode. If you found today's episode insightful, please show your support by leaving your likes and comments on our podcast website. Your feedback helps us to continue bringing you valuable content, and your engagement is vital in attracting on-site advertisements. Remember that you can access our podcast on various platforms, including TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. Just search for Coach Carvalho Podcast to catch up on all of our episodes. Coaches, I look forward to having you as our guest on our next episode. Until then, remember that controlling possession is the key to success in basketball. Until next time, keep innovating your coaching. We wish you success. This is Coach Carvalho signing off.